they are delightfully out there tonight. Mostly clear skies tonight as far as the weather's concerned. Clear to partly cloudy come Thursday through Friday, currently 76 degrees. This is WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul. News next from NBC at 11 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. This is Ann Taylor. President Carter's chief advisor on drug abuse, Dr. Peter Bourne, is taking a voluntary leave of absence from the White House while there's an investigation concerning a prescription he wrote for a member of his staff made out to an assumed name. Dr. Bourne prescribed a controlled drug, Quaalude, a sedative. Dr. Harvey Ammerman, who heads the District of Columbia Medical Society, says with regular prescription drugs, a doctor can use a fictitious name for a patient if he has a sound reason and still be on ethical grounds. But he says he understands when it comes to a controlled substance, the law requires the proper name of the patient. Dr. Ammerman, commenting on the Bourne case, gave a personal opinion, not speaking for the D.C. Medical Society.
If the regulations of the law are such that you're not permitted to do this, then I would see that it is not legally acceptable to write that. On the other hand, this is certainly not a pattern that a particular physician is engaged in, and we would have to judge, looking at it from the professional point of view, each case individually.
Dr. Bourne says he was protecting the confidentiality of his employee, that he did nothing wrong. The aide says that she was afraid her name would become known to those who might try to influence White House drug enforcement policy. More news after this.
Hi, this is Pearl calling.
Pearl Giblin tells us about a friend she calls long distance.
I have a very dear friend in California, and we've been friends for many, many years.
Since I have no brothers or sisters, why, she's the sister I never had, and we have to talk every once in a while. If she doesn't hear from me, why, she calls me.
There's no better way to keep in touch than long distance. Long distance is the next best thing to being there. The Bell System.
Last night, you went to sleep in your own bed. You woke up in hay fever country.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM Allergy Relief Medicine delivers full antihistamine relief for dripping, itching, and sneezing, plus a decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses, more total relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
Take ARM when needed, only as directed.
The Senate has voted to permit exemptions under the Endangered Species Act. The vote was 94-3, and the bill now goes to the House. With thousands of ethnic Chinese from Vietnam leaving for mainland China, Mike Chinoy reports Peking wants to talk about the issue.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry has proposed that Vietnamese and Chinese vice foreign ministers meet next month. The ministry said the negotiations could be held in either Hanoi or Peking and should seek to achieve an overall settlement of the Chinese refugee issue. The statement said the current talks on procedures for evacuating refugees by sea were getting nowhere, and with the situation becoming increasingly grave, it said high-level negotiations were urgently needed. So far, Vietnam has not replied to the Chinese proposal. Mike Chinoy, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Efforts continue to try and reach agreement on a new contract for postal workers. The deadline is midnight Thursday. You're listening to NBC News.
They call the comet Lucifer's hammer. At first, the chances that it would hit Earth head-on were 1 in 1,000,000. Then, 1 in 1,000. Then, 1 in 100. And then... it was the end of civilization as we know it. And a terrifying beginning for the men and women who survived. Lucifer's Hammer, a novel by Larry Niven and Jerry Pournelle, now in paperback from Fawcett. Lucifer's Hammer, it's hitting your bookstore now.
If you have high blood pressure, here are good reasons to stay on your medication.
Do it for them, your son or your daughter. Do it for your loving wife. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for the loved ones in your life.
Stay on your daily medication if you have high blood pressure. If not for yourself, for them.
Do it for the loved ones in your life.
A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
The president of the United Auto Workers, Douglas Frazier, has resigned from the labor management group, which seeks cooperative solutions to pressing issues. Frazier accuses business leaders of switching from cooperation to confrontation in their dealings with labor.
First of all, I don't expect the companies really to be for national health insurance. I don't expect the companies to be for labor law reform. I expect them to campaign on a decent level and not malignous and slanderous. That I thought I could expect from them.
The labor management group from which Frazier has resigned is a non-governmental advisory committee. Some striking city workers in Philadelphia returned to work Wednesday, but most of the 20,000 off the job stayed off. The Hour's lead story, the president's chief advisor on drug abuse, Dr. Peter Bourne, denies any wrongdoing in the prescription for a member of his staff made out to an assumed name. He is on a voluntary leave of absence. This is Ann Taylor, NBC News.
There are those difficult times that come to all of us. Anga Memorial Chapels can make it a little easier. The folks at Anga can help if you have the responsibility of arranging a funeral. And it can be as simple as you wish. Anga Memorial Chapels can assure you that a fine funeral need not be expensive. Over the years, Anga Memorial Chapels have established a reputation for tasteful funerals at lower cost. Anga Memorial Chapels will answer any questions you might have, can offer every professional service, including simple cremation. There are two Anga Memorial Chapels well located to serve you, in St. Louis Park, 5600 Excelsior Boulevard, and a beautiful new Enga Memorial Chapel at 35W and Diamond Lake Road. When those difficult times arrive, turn to Enga Memorial Chapels. ...70 degrees currently in the Twin Cities. Skies are clear. The wind now from the north at 15 miles per hour. Welcome back. Those lines just about full at 333-2363. We've got calls at the ready, all sorts of them, and our restaurateurs are here. In case you've just come along in the last few minutes and joined us, we're talking about restaurants tonight. A few mentions about Food Fest. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later. But we have with us in the studio Bjarne Anmundsen, who has the Norseman Restaurant west of town out around St. Bonifacius. We also have Chum Bohr, who is the Executive Vice President of the Minnesota Hotel, Restaurant, and Resort Association. And my old friend Abdul Qayyum, who, of course, his name is familiar because he operates the Caravan Sarai over in St. Paul's Highland Park. And we have an interesting man who gave us some conversation, just before the news, decided to do what we generally don't do, hold him on, and let the restaurateurs respond to what he had to say. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Still here.
Do you want to very, very quickly recap, say in about a half minute or less thereabouts, rather recap as to what your main points are so we can get some response?
Okay, my main point is this. As a metropolitan city of Minneapolis, and many restaurants, many different ethnic restaurants, as well as the major restaurants, the hotels in this city, the question is brought up by Mr. Cook from the administrator of the Voltec. The restaurant and a hotel in the culinary industry and do not really, I mean, they are not really participating in furthering culinary art here. They're not participating, helping try to develop a good chef and good cooks.
Okay, you're talking in terms of the vocational technical courses that are available.
Well, not only vocational technical courses, because I spent quite a number of years in Hawaii, and as a member of the Chefs de Cuisines, and we organize such a thing called a Cook's Association, and where it's an educational association for people who want to become an excellent cook and to make cooking as a career, and also further the cooks who want to become a chef. And now in here, you could go to Voltec and spend 1 year, and they come out call themselves a chef, and they came and fry egg. And this is what amazes me with all this restaurant here, and no other restaurant owners or the chefs around here has any kind of organization to help these people.
Okay, at that point, let's pause. And Abdul Qayyum, do you want to respond to part of what he said?
All right, you put me on the spot. I will. I happen to disagree with the gentleman. He gave some qualification of his own, and He also said that he owns four restaurants, and if he is disappointed, perhaps the bad experiences, sad experiences he has had, the times that he has been down at some of the fine restaurants in the Twin City area, I think that those restaurants will be entitled to one more trip by him. Charlie's, again and again, and I don't have any interest in Charlie's, I wish I did, has won a Holiday Award, nationally, internationally known throughout the world. They have some of the finest chefs. Garibaldi's, I can go on and on and on and give a list of many different fine restaurants that they can compete nationally. And also, I may suggest also that some of the finest chefs are right here in the Twin City area. The Votek up here near Eden Prairie, I forgot what is the name of the, is it Hennepin?
It's the Hennepin Votek.
Yes,
shop.
The gentleman, one of the finest chefs from Austria, is an executive chef, is one of the instructors there, and he is doing a super job. I also feel that the qualification that you gave of yourself, I feel that you could play an important role. If you have four restaurants in the Twin City area, you have an opportunity to perhaps upgrade and set an example, perhaps, for what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, you see, Mr. Kayan, let me put a couple points across to you. Maybe I'm sounding, it sounds a little ignorant in some respect, because I have not been in this area too long, and I don't know exactly how each individual operates.
I just
here.
Ask you at this point if you're a member of the Midwest Chefs Association.
No, I'm a member of the Pacific Coast Chef Association, and I'm also members of American Culinary Federation.
How about the Internationals of Geneva?
Pardon me?
How about the member of the Chefs Internationals of Geneva?
No, I'm not. I'm a chef for Chefs de Cuisine of Hawaii also.
But you see, that's where you're missing to meet some of the fine people. I think I'm going to turn the mic to Mr. Bohr here, and perhaps he can carry some conversation, because I don't want to take the entire floor here.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bohr. Your question was very, very interesting from the standpoint that not only the restaurant and the hotel and the resort association, but the International Geneva and the Midwest Chef Society, which is really a top-notch organization, have been very, very active in the Voc Ed circles. They together, all of them have helped plan some of those excellent facilities they have out at Hennepin South and Hennepin North. And now the new one that is being built in Minneapolis is going to be an outstanding facility. And St. Paul has always had a great reputation.
Yeah, but the why if it's such a well organized curriculum as you expressed, why is the administrator of the school express an entirely different point of view? Because they only offer 1 year course to become a chef for someone absolutely know nothing about the time they walk into the door. Remember this now, I'm from the old time, and I spent 4 years apprenticeship in the dungeons trying to become a cook. In order to become a chef, I spent another 4 years as a junior.
If I just may add, this is Abdul Qayyum, that this is one man's opinion, I guess.
No, Mr. Qayyum.
It's Mr. Cook's opinion, so we just disagree.
No, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not only Mr. Cook's opinion, because
you just said that this was all along. You've been saying that you've been bringing Mr. Cook's opinion.
I think Mr. Cook has expressed to me, but I have a survey that I have to check that out, because we were looking for cooks. We went to Votek South, we went to Votek North, and we advertised, and we went through all this school for cooks. And we have found some cooks coming from Votek can't fry egg.
What
and
type?
No, I'm not saying that all the cooks are come out like that. I'm just saying I think the restaurant association and the hotel association and the people who are in business, regardless of the International Geneva, regardless of anything else, now I'm not going to try to say the best organization. Mm-hmm. I belong to the Olympic team, and yeah, I want a gold medal. But that's not the point. The point I'm saying is this. The important thing is this. We are lacking a organization in a joint effort to develop the younger generation to become a better craftsmanship, which has been dying off, because they're no longer an apprenticeship anymore, because we have not seen apprenticeship the last 10 years in the old trade. Because when I learned to become a French chef, I spent 4 years. And now, And there isn't such a thing anymore.
Okay, sir. At that point, many people might well agree, but we have got all sorts of calls we've got to go to. Thank you very much. And incidentally, hope to see you at Food Fest down there at the Minneapolis Auditorium Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like to get your professional appraisal.
You can save a lot of money right now by getting in on Park Furniture's annual clearance sale. This week, Park will remanufacture and reupholster your sofa and chairs at 20% off Park's regular low prices. That's 20% off both fabric and labor. That means Park will remanufacture your sofa or two chairs in budget saver fabrics, for example, for only $127. Get your share of the savings by calling Park now for a free home appointment. Call Park at 822-3157. But hurry, this will end soon.
All right, words well said. We're talking about restaurants. I'm going to do a very, very short commercial for Cicero's. Usually my commercials for Cicero's, for Abdul Qayyum's Caravan Sarai, go on for a couple of minutes. Hopefully I can make this kind of short because we're talking about food anyway. Cicero's, there are three of them. They're musical eateries. They serve pizza, good pizza. They serve other Italian specialties. They give you seconds, if you wish, with spaghetti and meatballs or Italian sauce, or the sausage, I should say, ravioli and meatballs or Italian sausage, seconds, if you wish. But why should we go to Cicero's? I mean, it's an Italian place and a lot of Italian places around. Well, Cicero's is a musical eatery where 7 nights a week you're greeted by tumultuous, very, very loud music from one of those huge, silent movie theater-type pipe organs. And, oh, they are played so well and so loudly by the skilled organ masters. In other words, it's sort of a family-style nightclub where they keep you well entertained as you stuff yourself with the pizza and the cheeseburgers and pound your glasses and what have you, and singing along in time to the music. You make it Cicero's, and you make it sometime this week, sometime kind of soon. There's a Cicero's for you over there at Harmar Mall in Roseville, a Cicero's for the people down there in Edina in Leisure Lane right across from Byerly's, and another fine, fine Cicero's in Westbrook Mall, Brooklyn Center. And incidentally, at some of the places, you can get mixed drinks, so with the exception of Edina, and dark and light beer. You make it Cicero's the next time. Let's take this call next. I believe it's been waiting for a while. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Want to make sure that your radio is turned all the way down.
All right.
Turn the radio down.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
All right.
That radio's got to go all the way down, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hi. I want... No,
yeah, that radio has got to go all the way down.
Oh,
one final time.
Turn the radio down.
All the way down, so we can't hear it.
Oh, all right. Now am I on?
You are on.
Okay. I want to know about this food fest that's going with Aquatennial. Can children go to that? And are there ethnic foods? Because I have a child that really likes Italian food, but I prefer Japanese. And what's going to be the cost, and will I get enough to eat?
Okay. The quick facts on the very top, $1.25 for adults, children under 12 free, 25-cent Aquatennial skipper pin discount. Now, let's say you want Japanese food. Let's see what we have here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have about 30 restaurants, some of the finest ones in the Twin Cities that will be in the auditorium. Let's see, which one is a Japanese? They're having... had a big thing there today, didn't they, about the automatic tempura machine?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know.
That.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan is the Japanese restaurant?
Yes. Right.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Genghis Khan. Now, which booth that will be, I don't know, but will not be hard to find.
And this is going to be where? Now, at the Civic Center?
Minneapolis Auditorium.
Oh, downtown.
Downtown Minneapolis.
What's it going to cost for me to bring kids in?
Well, as I said, $1.25 for adults and children under 12 free. And what is it, $1.25 then for everybody else?
If they have a button, it's going to cost $1. If you have the Aquatennial badge pinned on and you got that little coupon that came with the card.
Then, how about that Amundsen? Is he going to have some of his food, that clam chowder or something?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am. And you were talking about your ethnic type, your Italian foods. Well, one of your and my favorite friends, the Vitalis from the Venetian Inn in St. Paul, are going to have pizza and lasagna for your children. The U.S. Post Office is going to have, if you like it, antipasto. And the only Japanese type will be the Genghis Khan with their shrimp tempura and their chicken teriyaki.
Well, how do you get this when you walk in there?
Let me explain to that. Then we've got to move on. When you get into the auditorium, there are all these restaurant booths, and as I understand, that the price for the samples at each booth will range all the way from 50 cents to up to maybe $3. depending on which booth that you're sampling.
And you'll get enough to feed the kids too, then.
I would guess that you'll get more than enough.
Well, I like that very much. Thank you very much. I think we'll see you. We'd like to come Sunday before the milk boat. What are the hours on Sunday?
The milk boat race. You like to be okay? Let's see. The hours on Sunday, and I had them here.
Noon
until 7 on Sunday.
Well, can I get in there before to eat to feed the kids?
Not before noon.
Not before noon.
Oh, it opens at noon on Sunday.
Opens at noon,
yeah. But you'll have time enough because the boats don't go till 2.
Oh, that's good. Okay, we'll see you. We'll be down there.
All right. Thank you much. Stay hungry. Okay, let's try to move some of those calls along. 333-2363 for the first time in a long time. We may have a couple of lines for you. Hello. Hello, line 2.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Is this dollar and a quarter admission charge?
Yeah, dollar and a quarter admission charge, and then the rest, as I said, will range, depending on the booth, from 50 cents to $3.
Yeah, I was just listening to that man that was talking about no smoking. Bob Allard, you're doing it to us again, you know.
Doing
all
what?
All of us fat women in town, you're talking about all that good food.
Well, look, I mean, just join me. Just join me, you know.
We will.
Fat is beautiful.
But they talk about on somebody else.
On somebody else.
Yeah.
Hey, look, just for a moment, because nobody is listening right now. Probably nobody. What have you got in the icebox? Got anything good there?
Yeah, I got cantaloupe.
Oh, cantaloupe. Oh, uh-huh. Good. That sounds good. That sounds good.
By the way, he's talking about places where you can't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
There is one restaurant in town. They're all supposed to have smoking areas and unsmoking areas, are they not?
Yes, indeed, they all do.
No, this one does not. It won't even furnish you an ashtray.
Oh, it doesn't?
It'll break down your nose if
I
you
see.
Look like
what,
you want to
what,
smoke.
What kind of a restaurant is it?
Oh, it's a high-class place.
You say they don't, they do have smoking areas or they don't have smoking?
No, they don't have.
Don't have smoking areas.
And that's that place called Becky's Cafeteria on Hennepin.
They don't have...
No, they give you eagle eyes if you even look like you
want
to light.
Oh, yes. Becky's, yes. Sometimes if you want to walk in there carrying maybe carrying a copy of the National Enquirer, they might look sideways, too. I don't know. You know what I mean.
They look sideways anyway.
But
so you walk in there carrying a cigarette, and then they put on the pipe organ with religious hymns on it.
Yeah. That's the decor over there, and...
Make you feel like you're about 2 cents.
Well, be saved or be fed. I've got to move along on that particular point. Thank you very, very much for calling. Let's do this. Be right back.
Before we report a news story, present a news feature or sports story, issue weather information, or schedule guests on our talk shows, we must make an important judgment for you, our listeners. We must ask ourselves whether this or that kind of information will really be of interest to you. It's a difficult task, and many times we can use your input. That's the purpose of the General Manager's Opinion Line. It's your access to WWTC for your concerns and opinions. It's also a great barometer for the kind of information we should be reporting. Just call the General Manager's Opinion Line at 338-1294. We'll record your comments and share them with our listeners. The General Manager's Opinion Line, it's your access, and it's our way of finding out what you want to know more about. Call 338-1294 with your concerns, comments, and complaints.
Complaints.
This is Doyle Rose.
Certainly no complaints about this program. Just leave this one alone. Everything else might be well. All right, let's move ahead. You know the number. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. And this would be directed to the gentleman that called and said he was a chef.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we in the Twin Cities are a second-rate or second-class restaurant area. I think that St. Paul has many, many restaurants. And with today's inflation... One would think that people would stay home and business would be poor for the restaurants. But still, the restaurants seem to be so busy in St. Paul and Minneapolis. So I just think that must say something for our restaurants in the Twin Cities. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Okay, pretty good comment. Short, concise, to the point. Any counter comment, further comment from any of you gentlemen here?
I appreciate that lady's comments because she is so correct in her statement. And we do appreciate hearing that type of comment from any of the listeners. We appreciate it because we are all trying to do a job.
Let me ask this open-end question of the three of you. Being in the restaurant business very, very much and being aware of it 7 days a week, and you sometimes get to travel and get to eat elsewhere, I suppose the restaurant's eye sort of professionally takes in a restaurant as soon as you walk into a place for the first time. What's the first thing that maybe you look for that attracts your attention?
Appearance, basically, and then service. And, of course, the main thing is after you receive your order is the quality. I remember years ago, Mr. Art Murray, the founder of Murray's Restaurant downtown Minneapolis, told me when I was chiding him about the price of his steaks at that particular time, and this is 30 years ago, he said, "Was it good?" I said, "It was very good." He said, "Well, remember one thing, Barney, the quality lingers on long after the price is forgotten."
Amen to that. Amen to that. All right. Anything further?
Yeah, I think I'd probably add one thing. I think probably the first thing that people note is how clean that restaurant is. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the first thing that greets you. From that point on, you might be a little bit uncomfortable until a friendly face meets you. And once a friendly mm-hmm. face meets you, I think from that point on, you're on for an experience, an adventure.
Yeah, I was going to say I ate earlier this evening at a place, and I won't mention where, and it might well be a pretty nice restaurant. Could well be shaping up. But it was her first day on the job, and she was a brand new waitress, and I will say no more. Okay, let's take this call. It's been waiting. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, I'm Gene Drinkle. I travel the state of Minnesota, and I eat out 5 days a week, and I eat a lot of different places there. And I think some of the more pleasurable things are to go to a restaurant and say, "What do you like to serve?" And I find some very good foods rather than just eating steak or chops or hamburger or something like that. I think that whoever put this thing together for having a lot of restaurants to have the public come and taste different samples of food is a good thing. My wife, myself, and our relatives are going to come down there. I just think it is a nice way of showing the people that we've got a lot of good taste, things that maybe people haven't tried. And I'm looking forward to attending it.
Yeah, good idea.
The only other thing I say is that I travel and I see some of these logos, these signs in some of the restaurants that belong to the Minnesota Restaurant Association, and I see some signs or some windows that don't have the signs. I just wonder why more people don't belong to it. It seems like this is something that is for the industry, for the public, to make it a good thing. Is there anybody there that would like to comment on that?
Well, I would like to comment on that, but because that is one of my prime objectives is acquiring new membership in the Restaurant Association, and I feel, as you do, that we are providing a service for all member restaurants and offering some things to them that they cannot find for themselves, and we have discovered this in a series of seminars that we have had. If you can come up with the answer for us on how we can sell the majority of the restaurants in the state of Minnesota to become members, I sure would appreciate it.
Well, it must be worthwhile to have the large number of signs that I've seen, and I would like to see more of them, and I'm looking forward to coming down to this food fest and eating some of the delicious foods that they talk about having.
We look forward to seeing you down there, and make yourself known when you do come in.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very, very much for calling, and our lines still stay fairly busy here. If you want to grab a line, we may have one for you now at 333-2363. And if I can ask our three guests, can you stay here until about midnight without getting into problems one way or the other?
Absolutely. I'm right with you all the way.
All right. Yes. Meanwhile, I'm talking about food. Here we go again. Oh, this is fun food. I'm kind of fun to go down there. This is not a restaurant, by the way, so they will not be at the food fest, although it would be kind of nice if they could be. Live lobster, does that sort of turn you on? You sort of like to, you're intrigued by the idea of walking up to a big holding tank that may have 2,000 pounds of swimming around live lobster so fresh they may still be making love or something. I don't know, but they have it for you at the New England Lobster House, not a restaurant, but certainly the place to go in the Twin Cities for a live lobster at about $3.50 a pound, which really isn't too bad. They have a full selection of anything that swims in the North Atlantic. Fresh flounder, sea perch, haddock, scallops, crabs, just to name a few, the New England Lobster House operates its own fleet of boats, flies in fresh North Atlantic seafood daily, and that means simply that the New England Lobster House offers you more and sells for less. You can enjoy something like swordfish steak this week or scallops, and it's not going to break the budget. Or you can step up to that live lobster tank and pick out a couple of good ones swimming around there, $3.50 thereabouts a pound. They're open convenient hours. The New England Lobster House is open until 6, Tuesday through Friday, open until 5 on Saturdays, closed Sundays and Mondays. Here's how to get there. Simply go south on Lindale to West 79th and turn right. That's go south on Lindale to West 79th and turn right. The New England Lobster House is just about 250 yards to your left. Lines are starting to refill kind of fast as we go into the next half hour, and I think our guests will be here until about midnight talking about restaurants, and it's making me and some other people around the area kind of hungry. Food Fest will take care of all that. Be back in 5 following the news.